This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Amen, and God does have a lot in store for us today. And he's given us an hour to pack it all in, which is always a challenge with live radio, but we're on it. Karen Hubbard, I'm so delighted you're here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here.
Yes. Karen, as you know, is our program director and a producer with me, and we share the work of getting all the programs on the air. And it's just a delight. I've really been blessed. I just want to say this: you don't send me checks every month, so, but I'm just delighted to be able to work with you and share ministry in this vineyard, this ministry that God's called us to. It's powerful stuff, and I just thank God for you.
Amen. And I feel the same about you. And we were just talking off air that how many new words I have learned from you.
Yeah, right.
Dave being the wordsmith.
I love words. I started reading at an early age. I was out of the womb by then, but I started reading at an early age, and I just, if I didn't know a word, I'd go to someone I thought did,
mm-hmm.
And just always had that interest. So, well, welcome again to Wednesday Live. We have two significant interviews today, back to back, and right away, before we introduce our first interview, Karen has a few things that came in the mail she would like to share with us.
Yes, and we have a little note here to all the gang. I'm a local mobile dog groomer here in Stewart. I just want to thank you for feeding me through the radio since finding 89.9 several years ago. And Becky?
Becky.
Yes, Becky. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Becky.
That's praise God.
Great to hear from our listeners.
And she's got Groom and Zoom. I guess she'll come to your house.
She will? Mobile. Well, that's very good.
Yes.
Some animals can't, for instance, for one reason or
correct,
another.
Correct, yeah.
They're more comfortable in the home, so.
or she can help you out in the van.
In the van, right?
Yeah, she's a master groomer with 24 plus years.
Wow.
And if you need a mobile groomer for your pet, call 772-475-4412. And we thank you so much, Becky, for supporting WCNO Radio and for staying tuned in.
Amen.
God Amen. Bless you. And then we've got a little note here from Marilee in Vero Beach. And she must have heard us talking about those lovely seeds that she had sent us.
Yes, yeah.
And so she sent us two more packets of seeds that we're going to be planting, Sherry being the master gardener.
She's the
here.
Master gardener here, yeah. I kill plants, I don't.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Marilee, for sending these seeds along. And then each of the seeds has a scripture on the front of it, or one from scripture and one from the prayer of Saint Francis. Make me an instrument of your peace.
Mm.
Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon.
Mm.
Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Mm. We need
praise
more
God.
People praying that today.
Yes, we do.
We really do.
Yes, yeah, so thank you, Marilee, for sending that along, and I believe there was probably a donation with that as well.
Yes, I think there was one came in. And then we have a brief announcement from Martin County.
Yes. This is from the Martin County, looking for a Board of Zoning Adjustment. There's a vacancy on the Board of Zoning Adjustment. If you're interested, you have to be a registered voter in Martin County for at least a year. And Your term will end November of next year, and they're seeking one individual to serve on the Board of Zoning Adjustments, and you can apply for that before Friday the 12th, July 12th, and you can call Donna Gordon, 772-288-5756. You know, we really appreciate Martin County keeping us abreast of all these vacancies. Oh, yeah. And as we always talk about, that if you are a concerned citizen, this is a great way to get involved.
That's right.
In your community, in the government, where you can see what's going on.
Amen. And if you're in other counties, I know you have to be in one of 12 counties that we broadcast into. You know, if you are connected with your county and they have stuff going on that you want our listeners to know, encourage them at the county administration level to send us announcements like this at WCNO at WCNO.com.
Amen.
Speaking, now I'm going to shift over because I want to introduce to you our first guest this morning, Jonathan Giandalone. I'm continuing to pronounce that right.
That's right. Thank you.
Oh, hey. I tell you what, I got more brain cells. I've been asking God for them. Jonathan is with the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at the IRSC campus in what, Fort Pierce?
There's actually five campuses here.
Five campuses,
Coast,
right. Yeah. So you cover all of them.
Yes.
And I was going to say, when I met Jonathan Monday, we had a nice talk, and he shared a lot with me. It was just really exciting to hear someone so passionate about Jesus who's on the campus. And as you know, God's moving on the campuses to bring revival. So it's just a wonderful thing. And I'd mentioned to Jonathan when I was a much younger man, I was involved in campus ministry for about a decade at University of Florida in Gainesville. And of all the groups that were presented on campus, the only one that I was really able to work with and enjoy was InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And we ended up doing a lot of stuff together and bringing the gospel to the campus there. And so, Jonathan, welcome to WCNO. This won't be your last visit, by the way. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you.
So it's either a promise or a warning, depending on you.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely welcome here. Before we talk about InterVarsity, share a little bit about your God story with us, Jonathan.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm actually an evangelist, so I do love to share my God story.
Amen.
I did grow up in church, and I did go astray, like we all do.
Yeah.
It was 17 years ago that God brought me back to Him, and that's when I began my relationship. And he set me free from a lot of different types of sins and brokenness, and there's a lot of details I could share more another time. And so 17 years ago, God saved me at the beach.
Mm.
And because of his radical love and forgiveness and healing for me, it was just a natural response to want to share that with others and to introduce others to Him as well.
Amen.
And so, yeah, for 17 years, I've been doing, from the very beginning, he was revealing to me that he was calling to me to be a full-time missionary. And so I've been doing evangelism and discipleship and doing the mission work for over 17 years in many different contexts.
Wow. And that's a good long time.
Yeah. And
for someone to continue to have a powerful, passionate vision for serving God in that environment. And as I'd mentioned, I'm well aware of the dynamics of college ministry, campus ministry, very different than parish ministry, you know, congregational ministry. So you really have to have a calling for that environment.
That's right, yeah.
So just for a moment, fill us in on InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. When did it start? What is its vision and mission in the mission field of the colleges?
Yeah. So yeah, InterVarsity, it's a national organization. If you look on the website intervarsity.org, they say they've been around for 75 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And so our national vision is to see students and faculty transformed, campuses renewed, and world changers developed. And so we have a lot of strategies and programs and to make that vision and mission a reality. One of the big things we want to do, we want to have a presence, a Christian loving witnessing community on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We have about 1,500 staff now currently in the nation. Mm-hmm. We're on over 700 campuses. And so we want to create a Christian community on campus. We do outreach, Bible studies, discipleship, leadership development. And we want to help all, as many as possible, to begin relationship with Jesus and then to grow in a relationship with Jesus. And to really get connected with God in those college years is very crucial.
Oh, yeah.
So when they graduate, they'll still be walking with God rather than living from the effects of college without, if they didn't find God yet.
Amen. I found that there were a lot of, I would say a lot, I don't know what percentage of the total student body that were actually very well churched when they were teenagers, went to high, and then after high school, when they went to college, they kind of stepped away from that.
Yeah.
You find a lot of that still?
Every semester. And we find, because they're, when they reach that age, 18, 19, 20, mm-hmm. they actually want to figure out, oh, wow, what is life about? What is my purpose? What is my job? What is my career? Has God called me into ministry, marriage, relationships? So they have to wrestle with and try to figure out these questions during those very crucial years of life, and their worldview is being tested, challenged, and developed. Mm. But it's much better when they get connected with God to do that than if they don't. And so, yeah, every semester we find students that literally will come to us at the outreach tables or on campus and say, hey, I grew up in this church. I'm just starting to go back, and I really want to have a relationship with God. I just don't know how.
And
that's what we're there to help them to begin that relationship and share the gospel and everything.
Now, I know many of the secular schools, I'm going to say almost most of them, you know, there's a very strong worldview that is being presented in all the fields of study for the most part.
Yeah.
And that it's a worldview that's anti-God. It's not just, no, God's mentioned, it's anti-God. What do you find going on with when they're in class and in other areas where they're being influenced by the secular leaders, if you will, the professors, the staff, the college thing? Is this creating then struggles for them when they interface with you and with the gospel? What do you see happening there? Is there a conflict? Is there a great challenge, and how is it being resolved?
Yeah, so every student has to wrestle through that tension at some point in their life, and they will be challenged. Faith will be tested. There's a term called apologetics, where we teach them how to know God's word and to know the Lord in relationship so that they can defend their faith and have answers, reasonable answers for the questions. So yeah, we deal with that every semester as well, too.
Yes.
But when they get connected with God and they really start to study the Bible, they can become more equipped and better prepared so that they're not led astray, and they can actually stand up for their faith in the classroom. In the classes, there is a lot of, as we know, just with teaching in general, there is a lot of good subjects in teaching, but there is also some stuff that's in there that is against God's word.
Oh,
and amen. So we bring them back to God's word, and they're always asking for wisdom, advice for how to deal with those apologetic type questions, and we help them with that too.
Back when I was at UF in the School of Psychology, in their lobby, they had a big painting of the praying hands with the red circle and the line through it, you know, that do not, right?
Oh, do not.
And that pretty set the pace for their attitude, but I know that's, if not more prevalent. And
yeah,
I do believe, and you have, I want to talk, move now more to your ministry,
your
experiences, because this is where the rubber hits the road and where you're really testifying to what God is doing in and through you and these other students that come, you're bringing the gospel in a way that's approachable, right?
For sure.
And you have different mechanisms of presenting the gospel, and you talked about apologetics, but you teach other classes, right? Tell us a little bit about your format
sure.
for bringing the gospel, and it's the many parts that make it up.
Yeah, so with InterVarsity, it's the biggest mission field on college campuses that I've been a part of for 17 years or 16 years on campus. But so I've learned a lot. I've developed a lot as a missionary. I've grown a lot. I've developed about 80 teachings. I have three different series. One of them is evangelism training in class. I teach that on the local church level as well. We have outreaches and where we set up tables and we invite people to the club, but we have them to come in and do the Bible studies with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Me being an evangelist, I could share about that for hours, but
I understand.
The main framework, what I try to do is think of the three categories. There's how sin is the issue of humanity. We all need forgiveness. We need a savior. We need to be reconciled to God. And the only solution for that God made was through Jesus Christ, through his death Amen. And resurrection. He's the only hope for humanity, the gospel of who he is and what he did for us. But it doesn't automatically apply. And the way the God's commanded response for us to respond to the gospel is to repent and believe. Mm. And so I break that down a lot for him, and I mm-hmm. teach the students how to do that too. And it's like, because it says the light of the gospel, when it shines on the hearts and minds, that's what helps people to actually make that right response.
Amen.
And so we train others. We have apprenticeship programs. The main type of Bible study we do is called inductive Bible study, mm-hmm. which we basically do verse by verse. Mm. And so when people are just willing to spend time with that, it really helps them to grow. But yeah. we do make that differentiation between helping people to begin or to grow in relationship.
Another thing you mentioned when we met on Monday that I am profoundly impressed with is the emphasis you have on discipleship. Mm-hmm. That you're not just bringing people to Christ, you're then discipling and training them. How do you be That's a Christian right. in the That's world right. today? Yeah. And along with that goes sharing their faith, bringing other mm-hmm. people to Christ, and then them participating in the discipleship process.
That's right. Yeah, we on campus we have we brought about over a dozen this past year, a dozen students to a 7-week apprenticeship program, mm. and each of those have like core values and strategies of what we do on campus, like God's word, prayer, worship, evangelism, community, a lot of everything's important. But week number 7 is an optional call to leadership and. Mm. And probably about 75%, they feel confident and ready enough to join our leadership team after that.
Cool.
So that's been super helpful to create multiplication this past year.
It's how you have to have indigenous leaders. Paul did that, didn't he?
That's right.
And all the churches right. he founded, and it's the way to go about, you know, spreading the churches so they can spread the word. Mm-hmm. At this point, Jonathan, some people are saying, wow, this guy's interesting. I'd like to know more about him and about InterVarsity. Can you give us some contact information for people?
Oh yeah, I'd love to share. My name is Jonathan Jandalone, and a number you can contact me on is 772-812-3201.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, now if they want to go to international, like, yeah. you know, InterVarsity, their main website,
yeah.
what's that website?
InterVarsity's main national website is intervarsity.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would recommend this. I would just say to listeners that have kids in college, and if you're a believer, you've been praying for them because you know what they're facing. And if you have kids in college, you might be led by the Spirit to contact InterVarsity Christian Fellowship through their main website. And, well, for one thing, see if they have a fellowship on campus.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a good idea,
and if they
sure.
do, they'll give you a direction who to call, like Jonathan here, who to call. If by chance they call you at that number,
I'll be happy to help
referrals.
Anyone.
Yeah,
referral, yeah,
because it's critical. Listen, I will commit that when my daughter was in college in 2004 to 2008 at a very liberal school, and I was totally disconnected from how the curriculum had changed. How the approach, not curriculum so much, but the politics that had gotten into secular schools. And man, the child that we had that came out of that school was not the one we sent. So I wasn't willfully ignorant, but I probably could have checked that out more. But now I know, and I'm saying, if you have kids in college and you're concerned about them, not only pray for them, but a group like InterVarsity, in my view, again, that's because you're here, Jonathan, but because I think they have the best approach to bringing Christ on the campus, and the best way of bringing someone along, whether maybe they knew Jesus when they went to college, maybe they didn't, but the point is, if any links can be made, they will be not forced, they won't have stuff shoved in their heads, but they will be loved and encouraged to open up the truth, right, Jonathan? We have just about 5 minutes left with the segment, so I want to say, Jonathan, what's on your heart?
Yeah, so I would say, just to piggyback on your last sharing there, it's absolutely vital for us to have a Christian presence on campus, and we're partnered nationally with a lot of other organizations too, and it would be great one day to be on all the campuses, and because we want to give all the students a chance to get to know Jesus. And so, yeah, having a loving Christian witnessing community and a Christian presence on campuses is very, very crucial for college students. I could expound a lot on that. So, yeah,
I'm sorry, you're going to have a chance down the road. I'm going to bring you back.
Yeah.
For a live program, an hour live program.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a quick little testimony from, I've been a part of the ministry 16 years there. And this past year, honestly, has been my favorite year in ministry. And there's a lot of reasons why, but one of the main ones is because of how much God really is by the power of the Holy Spirit and His grace. He's been transforming many, many dozens of lives. And we've seen record-breaking numbers in many, many of the statistics that we track. And we had 33 students begin a relationship with Jesus.
Praise
and
God.
That overflowed to their family members and friends and strangers as well and coworkers. So it's been incredible. I love testimonies, and each one of these is a very powerful, unique testimony.
Oh yeah.
And it just, yeah, there's a lot of details. We had 8 weekly Bible studies each semester, and lots of outreaches, large groups, and we do a lot on campus and off campus, and it's been incredible. It's been my favorite year seeing God save and transform lives.
It's powerful. And one of the stats you sent me, over 80% of college students are hunger. They have a spiritual hunger they're trying to satisfy.
That's right.
And again, as you'd mentioned, it's an environment that's created for people to ask questions, to seek, find.
Yeah. Yep.
And God is there moving. And when you have people like Jonathan, you've got dedicated, believing Christian folk who are led by the Holy Spirit, which is also critical, to bring just the right, the character of invitation, the character of information, and by their own witness that will draw these students.
That's right.
To seek, to have their hunger satisfied. We have like a minute and 22 seconds. I'm going to test your ability to pray. In that time, can you offer a prayer for college campuses all over, I'll say the world, because God can cover the whole world,
sure,
for people on college to come to meet Jesus.
Yeah, I can do that. So, Heavenly Father God, we just lift up the college students and college campuses across America and the world, and we just pray that you would, we pray that you would raise up an established Christian, loving, witnessing communities on all campuses, God, so that during these years, while they're open, they can get connected to you, rather than be led astray or go off in another direction. And so we just ask for your Holy Spirit for all campuses and empower all the existing ministries right now and as well. And we just thank you for that, because you desire all to be saved, students, faculty, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So let it be done according to your word and your will by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, very quickly, those who are listening, God may have said, I want you to send money to Jonathan, because he raises money for his ministry. He's not paid.
Full-time support raising for missionary.
Again, the number you gave us earlier, they can call you and find out how to give, right?
Yeah, that would be great. It's 772-812-3201.
Excellent. And if somehow you're driving and missed it, if you call the station at 772-221-1100, we'll give you that number. Jonathan, I wish we had more time, but we will down the road. Thanks for coming, brother.
Thank you.
Jonathan Giandalone, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, the man on campus at IRSC, and all the people that he's working with and working with him. God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much for your time. God bless you, too.
We'll see you soon.
I find it's always the lie that is loudest. I know the one with the power is never the one who is shouting, shouting. I lean in, I know that I need to listen. Through all of the thunder you whisper, even in doubt you are with me, with me. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak, I'm finding the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything I feel. When you speak. You're not the God of confusion. Why do I feel like I'm losing my mind every time? I can't see what you're doing. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak, I'm finding the sound of peace, be still. Redemption's frequency, healing me, it's the Father whispering, mercy over every need, breaking through and breaking free, healing me, it's healing me, when you speak, when you speak, when you speak, I'm finding the sound of peace, be still.
Welcome back to Wednesday Live. This is again David Francoeur. Actually did not introduce myself the first hour. And Karen Hubbard is with me. And we also are blessed to have with us the executive director of the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, right? Diane Ludwig. Diane, welcome to our to the Wednesday Live program.
Well, I am happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Wow. And You know how to use a mic. That's good. I can hear you nicely. I would say if there is any area of ministry that I'd love to see God's people working at more, it's ministry to women, especially women, battered women, women who come out of very abusive relationships, or any women where they have struggles, may have initiated in their family.
Yes.
And that burden they carry until they can meet Jesus.
Right, and that burden they carry for a long time. And
yes.
That's why we're so fortunate when we have younger women that contact us, because we can deal with those issues in their early 20s.
Amen.
As opposed to a lot of women when they get to the 40s, 50s, and they just get stuck and they can't move forward.
That's right. Now, before we go into detail, I would love for you to give people any contact information that would help them, especially now, and speaking to the women who are listening today. You know, some of you may really need to consider prayerfully getting some help.
Yes, so may I explain what we offer? Oh,
yes, yeah, please do that. I was going to, and the contact information, I'll probably ask you two or three times.
That's great.
But yeah.
Thank you. I need to be reminded.
Well, so do I.
Well, 27 years ago, the Women's Refuge was founded by Donna Robart and her husband, Ted Robart. And what we offer is we provide help, hope, and healing to hurting women through a Christian live-in program. And second, we offer biblical counseling and various support groups to our community, which includes men, women, and families. And third, we offer training and discipling to others. And simply put, David, God's word is used to transform lives and facilitate healing. Mm. We're located at 1850 Lemon Avenue in Vero Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. And you can reach our office by calling 772-770-4424. We've got a lot of information on our website. Mm-hmm. They can Google womensrefugevb.org. That's women's with an E, Women's Refuge, V as in Victor, B like boy, .org.
Hallelujah. That's great. Thank you. And I, some points that I want, your goals, I want to talk about those in a minute, but because it's a live-in program. So now, are there some women who are participating that aren't live-in, that may be local?
Yes. We have biblical counseling available. They can come and they can get counseling once a week or however often they and their counselor decide is good for their journey. So we have office open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, for men, women, and families who wish to receive biblical counseling. Mm. That's available. Also, we have support groups available to our community with different topics such as anger management, Shelter from the Storm, which deals with sexual abuse, Overcomers Group, Conquering Codependency, those type of issues.
Of the women who partake of the services of with the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach, how many of them come in with addictions?
David, we actually require a woman to be sober 6 months before they come into our program.
Okay, that's good to
that
know.
Way they can get the clarity of mind to receive the healing that they need. If a woman contacts us and she's struggling in that area, we're thankful that we have resources that we can refer to, one of them being Refuge Ranch in Okeechobee, and there's other Christian live-in programs that help them break that cycle of addiction. And then we're kind of a second step program that they can come then to apply for our program and be further healed in the whatever area of their life they're feeling the need.
That's excellent, because I know I'm a former recovering alcoholic. I'm actually delivered alcoholic, thank the Lord.
Praise God.
But I know when I was drinking that I was not capable of addressing, you know, the reason goes out the window after you've had a few, you know, and it's pretty much most addicts are kind of thinking only of themselves,
right?
And they're not thinking good things, literally. So that's a very excellent point. Is this, that step that has to be taken? The other question that comes to mind, and you know, we do broadcast into 12 counties in Florida.
Yes,
some of which are quite a distance from Vero Beach. But do you have connectivity, let's say, with other programs like yours throughout our listening area, where someone listening today in Broward County who maybe immediately identifies a need for themselves or knows someone in their family that would like to make a referral, if they were to call you, let's say, would there be some group or groups in Broward County you might be aware of?
There are one in particular that we receive a lot of recommendations is Canaan Church in Miami, Pastor Jaime and Liliana Garcia, wonderful supporters of our ministry, and they really recognize a lot of women who could use help, so they're a very good resource for us. Our goal, we do also have collaboration with other ministries throughout the state, one of them being actually, it's called St. John's County Women's Refuge. They're based on the same type of template that we offer in our program, but they minister to women coming out of the prison system. Mm. We've had other ministries duplicated with the same template that we have, but they reaching a different audience.
Right.
But in answer to your question, our goal really is to get more and more churches, organizations, counseling centers to know about us so they can refer women to our program.
And are you being invited into churches, local churches, to do that?
We are, thankfully. Oh, it's almost every month, it seems. We're addressing different congregations, different denominations, some non-denominational. We're just open to spread the word, God's word, and where the healing starts in the program and what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. So we can offer our program. It's a minimum of 2 weeks that a woman can come to us. But we offer up to a 9-month program.
Wow.
And if they decide they want to stay longer, we do offer an additional 15 months into two different programs that can they can be there up to 2 years.
So, and that answers my question about follow-up. You know, after your regular residential time is up or whatever you've established they need in terms of time, do you, now, so, we have people, since you've been open, that have, let's say, graduated and are obviously living a better life. Do they kind of orbit back through just to talk, to have fellowship? Is there sort of an ongoing contact process?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
We're very happy when we receive a phone call from a past resident that wants to come back into the program for a time. As you know, we all go through different seasons in our lives, and some are dealing what they originally came for that particular area of their life, may have gotten some resolution, but now they're entering into a season, maybe a loved one is very ill or they've had some trauma. So we're very fortunate when they contact us because they know what we have to offer at our program is true and healing. So yes, we do have women contact us and come back through to our program. In fact, two women right now who are in our program have been there. One of them was 10 years ago. And so there's been an evolution in her life that has brought her back, and she's just flourishing, which is wonderful. And so is the other woman. The ongoing, we try to reach out, social media, we try to contact past residents, and we do have a ongoing relationship with some of them, and we love to keep in contact with them and just see what God is doing in their lives.
Amen.
One woman I remember who came to us was, she was young, she was a pastor's wife, she was in a flux, kind of veered off true course, and got reestablished in a relationship with the Lord, and now she's a mother of four children and married and very active in her church with her husband. It's just wonderful to see what God is doing in the lives of those who surrendered themselves to Him.
It's a powerful thing, isn't it?
It is.
See the power of God, and God never fails us if we open up to what He wants. And I have in my heart now is I want to go to your goals because you sent us a wonderful some talking points and I want to cover those. But before I do that, it just came to me. Again, I think of our listeners and especially there's so many women out there that are don't even know they need help. I mean, I'm sure they may suspect it. Maybe they find themselves in a situation they feel trapped.
Right.
As is often the case. I would like to give you an opportunity to speak to them directly right now, if you're willing, and just make a passionate appeal for their hearts to be open to what God has for them.
Well, I would like to talk to the woman who has been through cycles of never really feeling that they're getting ahead in their life, that they realize that there's past trauma in their life, whether it's been physical, mental, sexual, there is a barrier there that needs to be removed, needs to be dealt with, that wound, so to speak. We need to, I'm sorry to say, rip that scab off and clean out that wound and get to the very core of the issue and get the healing that God wants. He wants to pour in His love, His mercy, His word. We have biblical counselors who are there, have gone through your issues, whether you're dealing with grief, loss of a loved one, whether it's a child or a spouse or a relationship, whether it's trauma, anxiety. I mean, I myself can be prone to anxiety. And getting some help is victory. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of intelligence and knowing that there's something wrong here that's keeping me from moving forward. I don't know exactly what it is, but I need to reach out and make a call today and get the help so I can live a better life and know that God cares for me, He loves me, and there's women who have been through what I've been through. I'm not alone, and we are here to help you and know that you can have victory in your life.
Amen. And go ahead and give the number they can call, if you would, Diane.
It is 772-770-4424. We would love to help you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I heard that in my heart, too. And the ministry, any ministry that is guided by the Spirit always has an expanding vision of what God wants them to do. And I've seen some of the notes that you sent us. I'd love for you to talk about your goals, your down-the-road goals, hopefully not too far down the road.
Right. Well, the one thing I do want to emphasize is that we know it's not just for specific women. This program is for any woman, whether she's a business person, a doctor. We've had pastors' wives. We've had all women come through our program. And we've identified that, you know, sometimes pastors' wives get an influx of women that come to them with different issues. And, you know, if you take on that burden, so to speak, after a while, it can really burn you out.
Yes.
So we want to be able to speak to pastors' wives and preachers' wives and women in those particular areas of life in leadership that you can talk to those women and help them, but also know there's a place that you can refer them, and that would be us, that we can do virtual counseling and we can reach people across the world. We've had women come from all over the world to our program. But we want to know that religious leaders have an opportunity, have a resource in us. And also beyond that, you know, a lot of school teachers, they're dealing with a lot of emotions dealing with children and and their parents, and there's a lot coming at them.
Oh yeah.
Especially, I mean, it's not even safe these days to walk into the school grounds. So there's anxiety on top of depression, and we want to offer that for teachers, just get a two-week respite to come and learn about their identity in Christ, where their strength really lies, get that healing that they need, and then go back out into the world. But we're there for them, whether it's phone call, whether it's video, whether it's in-person counseling, we're there for them.
I mean, what I'm hearing, which is so cool, is that those who come to come to join you and receive your ministry, God is preparing a sacred space for them.
Yes.
A place of peace, a place of wonderful discovery. And I think part of that discovery is they come to find out there's a larger community that not only is aware of their issues, but is going to love them through some very difficult times.
Absolutely. You talked about being Spirit-led. I can't tell you how many people, when they drive onto our campus and they park, that they say, I really feel the presence of the Spirit there. It's it's a beautiful campus. It's beautifully kept. We are really very thankful of the blessings that the Lord has given us to have this property, and so we really cherish it. So many women have come to us and literally have just, they've been crying while they're driving, and they come here and they just, they're glad, okay, I'm here.
Wow.
And I know I can get some help. We've even had women who have driven onto our property, said, I need help, drove away and came back Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, they're on staff right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So,
well, God loves to do that. He brings someone to get blessed by ministry, and at the end of all that, or at the whatever stage, he's calling them to be a part of the ministry. And how much more, I hate to use the word relevant, it's such a overused word in our culture today, but I'll use it. Say people that have come through a difficult time have much more, I hate the word credibility, but they have street cred, right?
Right.
When it comes to someone that comes in who recognizes that person's been through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm going to make an assumption, and you can correct me, but Diane, you yourself have come through a lot of stuff in your life.
Yes, I think everyone has, David. And actually, I was able to come to the Refuge for counseling. My marriage at 18 years of our marriage was just kind of disintegrating, and I know I needed some help. Came for counseling, and we're happily married 32 years later.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God is right. But David, you make a great point, because probably over half of our staff have come through the program.
Mm-hmm.
So they, just like what you said, they can relate to the people who come through our doors, that they've been through those situations. They've been through big depression. They've been through loss of parents, loss of children. They've been through depression and trauma. So they are relatable.
Amen. Amen, which actually is great, because, you know, it normally, and I've done a lot of counseling as a pastor myself, and with people that came to me who had come out of addiction or were still in addiction, I could cover a lot of ground right away and develop an immediate rapport with them because of that. And I think the same thing is true. Not that other people wouldn't be used by God, but it's great when you can get right into the issue and be truthful.
Yes.
You know, speaking the truth in love is a powerful thing, and it's only Spirit-led. We can't do it on our own. One of the things here that I was intrigued by is the virtual support sessions. Because you said earlier that you're a resource for pastors, preachers, their wives, but also the pastors themselves.
Yes.
And how do you envision this developing in terms of your ministry? In terms of an outreach?
We would like to attend different conferences that really are geared more towards the female leaders and offer breakout sessions dealing with different topics that their congregation comes to them for. So that's part of our mission, is to train up other leaders so they can then meet the needs of the people that come to them, whether they're dealing with, so I was talking about our support groups, codependency, anger management, those type of things. So they can then disciple others. And so the continuum goes on. So we want to offer that support, come alongside the churches. So we consider ourselves a parachurch. And we don't profess any particular denomination.
Right.
However, I will say that, we believe God is sovereign.
Always.
And we believe in salvation is forever, forever and ever and ever. And what other hope is there? If we can't offer that hope, then we might as well close our doors. But we've been successful for over 27 years. And like you said, as a pastor, you see miracles happen all the time. And we're so thankful to be witnesses to transformation. I'm thinking about a couple right now that is receiving counseling, and they're no youngsters. They've been married probably over 30 years. And just yesterday, the gentleman said, "This has been a life-changing ministry for me, for him to receive counseling, he and his wife."
Wow, yeah.
And it does our heart leaps with joy to hear that type of thing, because he's been a leader in the church for a long time. And, you know, he, I think, silently struggled with a lot, as well as his wife. But until they brought it out into the light, got the healing, And they're leading such a powerful life. They're being a powerful witness, not only as a couple, but to they hold Bible studies in their home now. So it's really, it's beautiful.
One of the dynamics of a Spirit-led ministry is that it replicates itself. God uses it to build, take that what the people have been given in the ministry and carry that onward.
Yes.
And I'm hearing a lot of that in Women's Refuge Vero Beach, and that excites me because, you know, as a pastor especially, I've never been, as some pastors, I won't mention any names, but, you know, they kind of think it's all about them. And that's really sad because it diminishes the work of the Spirit, or maybe it eliminates it in some places. But it's so great when what you do, God will use it to build the body of Christ elsewhere, and you celebrate that. It's part of your, these are the successes God has given us. This is to God's glory that now probably is an untold number of groups that have formed, Bible studies, maybe even some home churches, people, you know, whatever, and going back into the churches, people that are now able, when they know of somebody who's struggling, to make that connection with them.
Yes. We have one woman who came through our program, and she actually went back home. She's from Michigan. She is coming back with her pastor's wife to learn, as a leadership conference, to learn how to start same type of ministry back in Michigan. And so our staff is going to be hosting them for 3 days and kind of giving them a whole handbook, because we don't proclaim that it's just for our sake. We want the world to know to do this. And also, I'm reminded about another young woman who had gone through our program. She ended up marrying another gentleman who was at another program down in Okeechobee, and the two of them started a ministry to men dealing with addiction in Georgia, Evans Memorial Camp. And so we just see that duplication time and again throughout the world. So like you said, we just give all the glory to God because He's the one who's leading it. It's His material. It's His gospel that we're bringing forth, and we're just giving them some practical outlines how to run this ministry.
That's cool. And for that, well, for that and many other reasons, you know, I realize I need to put this ministry on my prayer list at home, you know, my wife and I want to mention, we get time runs out, as you know, but we have a few minutes yet. First, I would love for you to give contact information again, but I'm going to make the assumption that you're happy to receive donations from people who have a heart. Yes. God's touched their heart, and you know we have the same kind of thing. We're all nonprofit, you know, as it works, and we believe and we trust the people of God are going to hear in the Spirit. And so I'm going to say, with great conviction, there are many people listening today that have been caught up in what God is doing at the Women's Refuge at Vero Beach, but to the point of wanting to help finance the ministry. So again, how would they reach out to do that to you?
There's a few ways. They could go to our website. Again, it's womensrefugevb.org, and there is a donate button on our front page. We can call our office at 772-770-4424. And the other part of our ministry, I'm glad you brought that up, is we have a resale shop, and we take donations. We take all types of donated items, gently loved furniture, clothing, shoes, jewelry, you name it, household goods. And that's located at 1615 10th Avenue in Vero Beach. You can call them. They do offer pickup and delivery. It's the Women's Refuge Resale Shop. You can call them at 772-567-3598. We love to receive your donations. And just know that when you donate to the resale shop, all of the proceeds benefit our program for the women who come to stay with us.
Cool.
Because we do offer scholarships, for mm-hmm. women who can't quite, because there is a fee for the program.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just back up a little bit.
Please, yes.
If a woman is interested in coming to our program, go to our website. You can download an application, fill out the application, send it to us. I will let you know, it is, don't be put off, it's a little lengthy, but we want to encourage you that there's a reason for it, that way we can individualize the program for you specifically.
Mm.
And then within 24 to 48 hours, we contact her back, we set up an interview, and then the applicant and our counseling director will meet with her, and then we'll take the next step.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. In the time we have left, Diane, I would... I'm going to ask you to close us in prayer and pray for, you know what people are going through, the women are going through out there, and often there's a strong linkage to others that are suffering around them. But if you just lift them up in prayer as we come to a close today, appreciate that.
Thank you. Father God, we know that you are our great healer. Father, you are our wonderful counselor. Lord, you are God Almighty.
Mm.
And Father, I just come before your throne, Father, and I just lift up women who are listening today, Father, even men who might be married to a woman who's suffering, Father, that you open up their understanding that there is help, Father,
yes, Jesus,
dealing with addictions, dealing with trauma, dealing with depression, anxiety, loss of relationships. Lord, even some who have a broken relationship with you, let them not feel that they cannot come to you. Father, we're all about restoration.
Mm.
So, Father, I just pray that you open up their understanding and give us a call. Father, we have women who are willing to help. Lord, oh, by your Spirit is where we can accomplish this, Lord, giving your truth that you are there to offer help, hope, and healing, and that you wish to put their lives back together, put them back up on their feet, and walk strongly in their identity in you. So, Father, I pray for all those listening. I pray for those who maybe have a heart to give, Lord, to support this very worthwhile and unique ministry that has such an impact not only in a woman's life, but in her family, her workplace, her church, and her community. Father, we pray all of this through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Diane. I'm so grateful that you were able to come today, and I'm sure that gratitude is being echoed throughout our listening audience today. I hope all 7.5 million people in are listening, maybe not, but so many are, and I'm going to make our listeners a promise, those of you that are very, very faithful, and I have a program on Mondays live called The Front Line. I'm going to, before you go today, I want to look at the calendar of interviews. See if we can put you in there.
Well, we're
have
very,
you come back.
We're very thankful for the invite today. Thank you so much, and we'd be happy to come back anytime.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And blessing on you and everyone that works with the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, not Jensen Beach. Although God may have a plan for Jensen Beach, I don't know.
Oh, and I also just want to thank God and Lord, just cover and protect all those at WCNO.
Yes,
may your word continue to go out over the airwaves. And Father, give them strength each and every day as they serve you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, and that's all we have today, but keep listening because there's more to come. Karen, any last words? You got 10 seconds.
No. Can't do it. Thanks, Dave.
No, you've actually got more than that.
How much more?
You got about, let's see. Let's say 30
seconds.
You're
taking a long time to tell me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Let's say 30 seconds.
When you had asked Diane to speak to whoever was listening, this is the scripture that came to me. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with a vengeance, with the divine retribution. He will come to save you. And that sometimes you need to reach out for that help. And that help is going to come through people that have been there and done that and that have come through, because you can't do it on your own.
Amen.
Because there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible.
Thanks for listening to Wednesday Live today, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to tccalliance.com.